Well, we got lots of wind today. I apologize ahead of time, but gotta walk. So, we're walking. Now, we're gonna talk about a lot of different things today. Some will make you happy, some will make you think, and some will probably make you mad. That's okay. Let's see. First thing, let's get the tough stuff out of the way. So we have a new president, and I think it's a fantastic thing because we have now turned the corner in this country beyond the fact that a Caucasian is the only type of person that we could elect as president. I'll get to political stances in a little bit, but we need to really appreciate the fact that this was an historic campaign. We had a first female vice president and first African American person running for president. They had other females in the past, but I think it was just really neat to see that we had the opportunity to elect either one. Now let's kind of dive into what I've seen. Now, Christians that live in America with the cognitive gray matter between their ears understand the fact that there is a voting process in this country, and there is a possibility that even though you hang around a number of folks, that you listen to radio shows that maybe agree with your stance, there are others that don't. And it could go either way. And what I'm perplexed about, and yes, you should obviously choose and work towards having your views heard by whoever is going to be elected. That's fine. However, this was a country founded on Christian principles. If you don't believe me, ask anyone that looks back in history. Now, are they a Christian? I'll let other people argue about that. So, I guess what I'm not understanding is there's this feeling that unless there's a Christian leader, that America kind of is going to fall apart. And you look back in the Bible, there were kings that God allowed that maybe didn't follow him to the T. Sometimes had a different idea of how to lead. and was God, did he stop being omnipotent? Did that remove his power, God's power? He's a man who's running a country. There's a scripture that says that you are to honor and pray for the king and try and live peaceably with all men. So there's going to be times when things happen that are going to be different from the way you see things. And there's such a fear that Christians have of people that may or may not. And that's another thing that's wild about this whole thing, is the fearful questions about, well, what do we really know about Barack Obama? Well, I mean, there's probably things that we do not know and did not know about George Bush. I just don't. It's almost like Christian is a buzzword, and if you say that, a bunch of people will kind of nod and walk away like, oh well, I know him then. That's not necessarily the case. I think it's foolish to think that way, or, you know, just the fact of, because a certain person does a certain set of things in front of a camera or says certain things, that it will kind of, people will nod and approve and walk away. Barack Obama's a man, and I don't know. It's interesting to me that the last 8 years not been a cakewalk. We've had a war. We've also had many, many problematic situations in the administration. They've come out more than once after something that was honestly done was released to the press, and the White House press person would come out and say, well, we probably should have thought about that more. The wiretapping and that kind of a thing. There's more than just that. So I just because someone verbally agrees with something that you agree with doesn't make them the right person for the job, maybe. You know, and people are just flipping out hearing me say that. But that's the truth. I mean, I don't know how far you can justify something that is not right. It's interesting to me that the way the people talked about Sarah Palin was almost robotic, in that they were handed out cards. She has executive experience. Executive experience, as if that word would kind of cause people to say, oh, okay, well, yeah, cool, all right, next question, you know. But that's what I'm saying. So, and then to the next part is these people that are so angry that McCain wasn't elected, have they been asleep the past 6 months? I work in a corporate environment. I hear phone calls all the time, almost every week, that there are companies that are doing similar work with us. Well, we've laid off again. We've laid off again. We've laid off again. How far down can we go? You know, people say, well, you know, we can't trust Obama. We need somebody with experience. Supposedly, we've got somebody with experience now. I mean, I'm worried about my job. My wife's worrying about her job. What are we going to do? If we lose our job, that's it. That's it. You know? I mean, hey, I got faith. But I got a brain, too. So, I don't want to go fully political. But I just want to say this. God is God. Whether a Republican is in the White House or a Democrat is in the White House. And if you don't believe it, you better rethink the way you see God. Also, this Bible thing, I've read it a little bit, and it says something about that the end of time, that, you know, we are going to have the, you know, rulers coming in that are not of God and that kind of a thing. And yet all the decisions that everyone's trying to make is, well, we need Christian leaders and all this kind of stuff. First of all, when you deal with politics, I think Christian is a somewhat relative term. You're also thinking about your legacy. You're also thinking about diplomacy. I'm just saying. So, and I mean, has God been asleep during this election process and the voting? Was he sleeping? Is he not in control? Did he not ordain it? So I'm saying, if he did, then we should be cool. We should be happy with it, because we voted. You know, even in Proverbs it says, when someone flips a coin, God chooses the outcome. So, I mean, these people, they're saying that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. That's not it. We need to quit picking the Antichrist. We need to quit that with the names and the way it's arranged and put in a computer and it comes out with it. We need to stop all that. We're in America. A new president has been elected. We know we are in the end times overall. And we need to do God's business, whoever is in the White House, whatever propositions are passed. We need to work at the job that's in front of us. And we cannot, I don't believe it's possible. I don't even know if it's God's will that America becomes this heritage USA, this Jim Baker-esque kind of country that everyone believes in Christ. Certainly, we are working to share what we know of God and how it can change people's lives. But I don't know if one day that we'll have all Americans saved. I don't know. But what I'm saying is I don't think laws, presidents, governors, matter of fact, I would even go so far to say, now hold on here, I don't think all Republicans are saved. Now hold on to your hat for that one. I just think a lot of the thinking is foolish about this type of thing. And if you watch the news for the past number of years, we've seen Republicans going down in all kinds of different shenanigans. So I think we need to back off of the Republican is the only way to go. Because I got to tell you, abortion is not just the one thing to consider. We had a president that had a surplus in the national budget. That surplus dwindled to, now we're in debt again. So I think Christians need to be Christians and quit crying and quit praying for God to change his mind. I think God has allowed what happened, and now it's up to us to live out the road that's before us and to love people and to follow him. And that's that. And one more thing, this whole Prop 8 situation, you know, it's interesting to me that through this 8 solid years of this Christian president, that no one had reached out to the gay community and love and start to have a dialogue and say, listen, we both know what the Bible says. We, neither of us are here to change that. But what I am saying is God wants me to love everybody. That one another is everybody. How can I show you love? Because the longer that we stay in our own corner, that continues to breed this contention that we're seeing right now. It's now driving people in the street, focusing on a Mormon temple and different spots all over. So, need to consider that maybe we should focus on that scripture that says, love your enemies. I'm going to say that again. I think we as Christians should focus on the scripture in the Bible, that God-breathed document, God-breathed book, that we say is infallible, that one, that we focus on that scripture that says, love your enemies. And if you're not a Christian, just hold on, because we need to love you. And that's the way it works. There's no yeah but after that. It says love your enemies, period. That's what I want to see the Christians do from here on out.